Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Russia and the United States have signed an agreement to expand cooperation between the countries in nuclear research. U.S. Secretary of Energy Ernest Moniz and Director General of Russia's State Atomic Energy Corporation Sergei Kirienko signed the pact on the margins of the International Atomic Energy Agency's General Conference in Vienna September 16th. The agreement will complement provisions of the U.S.-Russian Agreement for Cooperation in the Field of Peaceful Uses of Nuclear Energy, which came into force in January 2011 and opened new opportunities to work together on a wide range of issues in this sphere, according to the U.S. Energy Department. This agreement supports President Obama's nonproliferation and climate priorities by providing a venue for scientific collaboration and relationship building between the U.S. and Russian research and technical communities, Moniz said. Jointly, these communities will work to further develop advanced technologies that can address some of our most pressing nuclear energy and nuclear security challenges. Potential projects covered by the agreement could include international safeguards, establishment of a multipurpose fast research reactor international research center, irradiation of fuels and materials in the fast spectrum research reactor Bohr 60, and defense from asteroids, among others. The United States and Russia are equal partners under the agreement, with each country bearing its own costs. The United States and Russia have a long history of cooperation on nonproliferation, nuclear security, and nuclear energy. This new framework builds upon the success of the 1992 agreement between the United States of America and the Russian Federation concerning the safe and secure transportation, storage, and destruction of weapons and the prevention of weapons proliferation, commonly known as the Nunn-Lugar Cooperative Threat Reduction Umbrella Agreement, which expired in June 2013. Later in 2013, the United States and Russia are scheduled to celebrate the final delivery of low-enriched uranium under a 1993 agreement that provided for the conversion of 500 metric tons of Russian highly enriched uranium from nuclear weapons to non-weapons usable low-enrichment uranium for use in U.S. commercial reactors. The United States is committed to working with its partner, Russia, to advance the safe and peaceful use of nuclear energy.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.